At the Agribusiness Forum, one of our presenters was Jill Howard Allen, who works for Southwest Airlines. She's their interactive marketing manager, and Jill is here with me in this interview. And the subject of your talk was, and I'm going to let you describe this because I can tell people it's ding, and of course I don't have the sound effect handy, but there actually is a sound that's yes. A ding. And why don't you first of all just tell us what ding is, and then we'll get into the whole concept that's behind it as your way of reaching out to your customers online.
Ding is a system tray application which folks can download on their computer, and it sits in their system tray, and we will push randomly fares out through Ding, which are only available through Ding. And when customers hear that ding sound, they can open it up and go ahead and book straight through the tool.
Are those offers that they've had some influence on what might come to them, or is it completely random?
The fare offering is random. So it might be that you get dinged at 1 o'clock today, and maybe in a few days you might get dinged at 7 o'clock at night. So the fare offering is random, so that we can hopefully catch folks at different times.
Now, this is completely online, and like you said, a system tray application on somebody's computer. What was the reason behind creating this tool to help market your airlines, I'm assuming, to increase reservations?
We've seen the internet grow in terms of importance for anyone related to travel, and we've been very fortunate to have about 65% of our revenues come through Southwest.com. However, we're starting to see some challenges in terms of our email product, which goes out weekly, being able to work through the spam filters and just deliverability issues through some of the different email folks. And then the other thing is just the increased competition with the travel portals. I mean, that's really one of our competitors. We don't participate in them, and so it's important for us to make sure that we're kind of on top of the customer's mind for booking airfare.
What has been the response to Ding since you've introduced it?
We've had a tremendous response from customers. I think it's just the randomness kind of plays some of the fun and exciting part to that. And then the fares that we're offering through Ding are great. So it's been a fun product.
Can you quantify that? Like how many dingers are there out there?
We've had well over 1 million downloads for Ding, and we've currently had over $40 million in sales through Ding.
Do you consider that successful? It sounds pretty good to me, but how about for your expectations? Have they been met? How would you describe that?
Yes, we've been very happy with the Ding product. And I think the other thing, too, again, it kind of goes back to that relationship with the customer. It really helps increase the communication directly to the customer. So we've been very happy.
How do you see that this kind of idea or application fitting in with what these folks do in their businesses?
I'd say one of the things that interested me was I was sitting in the panel discussion prior to my presentation, and just the same challenges that we have with distribution, keeping costs low, being able to reach your customers, and marketing your product. Those are the same issues that we have in the travel industry. So it was interesting to see the similarities.
What kinds of questions did people ask?
I think the question of how we marketed Ding, and you know, kind of some of the sensitivities that are come along with the distribution channels. Those were kind of some of the things that I remember off the top of my head.
Does Southwest Airlines blog at all?
We do not. I think blogging is very interesting, as well as the RSS feeds. I think that's also another interesting way to communicate with customers. And I think that's always going to be one of our focuses, is we want to be able to reach customers in the manner that they prefer.
Anything else about what you've done that you think would be good for them to know that we didn't cover?
I think just trying to see where your customers are and the communication style that they want to be communicated to. Obviously, keeping everyone's interest is cost. So helping to find that way to lower costs and still be able to have that relationship with their customer.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jill Howard Allen, who works for Southwest Airlines. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.